All right, for a number of years, there have been a number of believers that have had dreams about tsunamis. And many have speculated what would produce this, what would cause this. And many have said that this could be a massive earthquake on the west coast of the United States. Or they said it could be some type of volcanic eruption off the Canary Islands on the that would impact the East Coast. There's been many speculations of what would actually cause these tsunamis. Well, today we may have some new insight into this. We're going to be talking about a new warning that has been given by scientists for the year 2025. Of course, right? We're going to bring in the year with another warning about another pending disaster. Then we're going to talk about another warning. Scientists are also warning of another disaster. And we're talking about an ultra-intense Category 6 hurricane. We're going to cover that. And then we're about to enter into 2025, January. And they're saying now that there is a polar vortex that's sweeping in that could bring the coldest temperatures across the United States that we've seen in decades. So buckle up. It's about to be 2025, and it's going to get intense. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, what is going on? It is Tuesday, the last Tuesday of 2024. We're talking about New Year's Eve. It is December 31st. We want to welcome you to today's program. I am your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And we welcome you to the program. This is News and Headlines from a Prophetic Perspective. Listen, if this is your first time joining us, perhaps you're coming in from some other social media outlet, platform, whatever the case may be. And if you're here, and you're in the chat or you're watching by the rebroadcast and you're new, let us know that you're new and where you guys are joining us from. We'd love to hear from you. And our admins will acknowledge you and we will acknowledge you. And we love you already. We thank you for being a part of the program. And we pray that you're blessed, encouraged, edified, and informed by our ministry. Before we get started, why don't you go ahead and help us out? All of you, all of our normal viewers, you already know the drill. Go ahead and hit that like button. That's going to help us get eyes on our program out there on these platforms and on the algorithm here on YouTube and Rumble and all these other outlets, of course. And you can go ahead and hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification if you want to keep up with this here on these platforms as well. And then take it a step further. Why don't you pick up our free app? It's available on Apple and Android devices. Again, this is completely free for you. All you got to do is download it, hit yes to push notifications. And what this is going to do is going to keep you informed of every headline, every podcast, every breaking news alert, prophecy viewpoint. Everything is going to be right there at your fingertips as well. So we talked about, guys, the intensification of birth pangs. In Matthew 24, Jesus gives us a whole list of things that will transpire leading up to the end of the age and the coming of Christ, the return of the Lord. And he says that these things will come as sorrows. Again, that Greek word sorrows equates to birth pangs. It is a picture of the travail of birth pangs that a woman will endure before she gives birth. I want to pull up, I want to show you, and we've talked about this many times, but the earth, the entire earth and creation is subjected to this law of travail. And I'm going to show you, this is in Romans 6, and I know most of us are King James, New King James, but the New Living Translation really pulls out some stuff here that I like about this verse, so I'm going to pull this up and I'm going to read this to you. Again, we welcome you guys on Apple and Spotify as well. We are in Romans chapter 8. Let me clear that. I think I said Romans 6. We're in Romans 8. Excuse me for that. Romans 8. Look at what it says. This is Romans 8, 18. Again, this is from the New Living Translation. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. Look at what it says here. All creation is eagerly waiting for the for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Come on. Against its will, all creation, somebody say all creation, was subjected to God's curse. Now, what is that talking about? It's talking about the fall of Adam, all the way back in the Garden of Genesis. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death to decay. This is talking about the new heavens and new earth, the renovation that's coming, future tense. For we know, look at this, all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to this present time. So let me say that again. All of creation has been groaning as in birth pangs right up to the present hour. So right now, it's continued to groan. It's continuing to travail. And Paul says, we as believers also groan and travail. Even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory, for we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. Come on, can I get a witness in the chat today? Can I get a witness here on YouTube and Rumble and whatever you're maybe watching or listening from? So here's the point. We know by the Apostle Paul's admission here, and what he has wrote here in his letter, that we know that the earth is going to travail in birth pangs. Now, what does that look like in the natural? I'm going to tell you what that looks like in the natural. When the earth travails, it produces disasters. It produces earthquakes in various places. It produces volcanoes in various places. It produces tsunamis in various places. It produces sinkholes. It produces these type of disasters. Why? Because the earth, Isaiah said, the earth shakes violently like a hut to and fro. You go to the book of Revelation and John sees islands being moved out of its place because of earthquakes and these disasters that are taking place. You go to Joel chapter 2, and Joel tells us that in the latter days, in the last days, not only is God pouring out his spirit upon sons and daughters, by the way, that's your revealing of your sons of God, Romans 8, but he says in there that there will be, on the earth, there'll be fire, or blood, fire, and pillars of smoke, and the sun turning to darkness and the moon turning to blood. This is a depiction, guys, an absolute depiction of volcanic eruptions. So having said that, we know that these things are going to be imminent. They're going to take place. And by the way, just for reference sake, in Joel chapter 2, he says all these things will happen before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Now I want to show you this article. This is from MSN News. Scientists warn of an undersea volcano eruption near Oregon coast in 2025. Wow. Let's read a little bit of this. Beneath the waves of the Pacific Ocean, about 470 kilometers off the coast of Oregon, lies Axial Seamount, which is an undersea volcano at the cutting edge of scientific exploration. Decades of monitoring have allowed researchers to make a bold prediction. Uh-oh, they're saying that this is going to happen. Let's see what they say. Axial Seamount is likely to erupt in 2025. This rare advance notice, achieved through years of precise data collection, marks a turning point in the science of volcanic forecasting by interpreting ground swelling, seismic activity, and other signs. Scientists aim to not only predict eruptions, but also deepen their understanding of the volcanic process shaping our planet. Axial Seamount is combined with its frequent eruptions and advanced monitoring systems have made it a cornerstone for undersea volcanic research. Its behavior offers scientists invaluable data to improve eruption forecasts and deepen our understanding of submarine volcanic processes. Axial Seamount is the most thoroughly instrumented submarine volcano in the world. network of devices on the seafloor continuously records its activity, transmitting data through a seafloor cable for real-time analysis. This unparalleled setup has provided scientists with detailed insights into the volcano's behavior. I want to read. The system provided its value in 2015 when Axial's surface began to swell, an indicator of magma accumulating beneath the crust. Months later, the volcano erupted, validating predictions made by geophysicist William Chadwick and his team. Similar swellings have been observed once again, accompanied by increased seismic activity, suggesting that Axial is gearing up for its next eruption in 2025. And here are the indicators. They're saying there's surface deformation, seismic activity, and pattern recognition. Now, while undersea volcanoes like Axial pose minimal direct risk to human populations, exceptions exist. The 2022 eruption of Hunga Tonga Hapai, I don't even know how to pronounce that, triggered a tsunami that caused significant damage across the Pacific. Improved forecasting tools could mitigate such risk by providing early warnings to vulnerable coast regions. Now, guys, listen to me. I want to pull this back for a second. I will tell you, I'm no seismologist. A shock. I know you're shocked by that. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a volcanologist. But I do understand that tectonic plates and fault lines are like arteries that all run and intertwine together, and it's across the entire world. And in the United States, we have a lot of we have tectonic plates out in the oceans. We have these fault lines like the San Andreas. We have the New Madrid. We have the Hayward Fault. We have the Cascadian fault line, and then there's other fault lines that I have not even mentioned. There was one even in New Jersey. In case you haven't been keeping up with what's going on, New Jersey was hit with last year, or this past year in 2024, they were hit with a rare earthquake. And then recently, a massive sinkhole opened and closed the whole highway there in New Jersey. Okay, then years ago, during the Obama administration, we had an earthquake that hit up near in Washington. I believe it was in Virginia, as a matter of fact, but it was felt all the way in Washington. It actually cracked the Washington Monument. And this was a rare occurrence. So again, one of the concerns is if this volcano erupts, which again, these experts are saying that it is imminent, that this thing is going to erupt. Now, again, if you're not paying attention to any of this stuff, guys, then it doesn't mean much to you. But if you are like myself and I keep up with things, you will know, number one, that there has been a lot of seismic activity on the West Coast, even outside offshore in the ocean. There has been multiple large seismic earthquakes that has transpired off the coast of Oregon. So I believe this is something that we need to keep our eyes on, because if this thing erupts and we've had multiple earthquake swarms in 2024, all up in Northern California. And again, and this is not my opinion, but this is from seismologists. These are from the quote-unquote experts that work at the USGS, have warned that this could be an indicator for a larger event. And they said that there is a good probability that this is going to happen in our lifetime. So could this be a trigger point? Could this be one of the dominoes of many that are going to fall, that's going to trigger an event? Now, listen to this. Because we've sat around and wondered, because I don't know, many people, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I noticed this. Again, as a watchman, my ears are always open. My eyes are always open. I hear things. I see things. And I've seen multiple believers who have reported either in blogs, vlogging videos, social media sites, comments, even well-known pastors, preachers, evangelists, dare I say prophets, have had dreams and visions of tsunamis striking the coastlands of the United States of America. I myself, guys, have had several dreams of tsunamis striking the coast. Now, I will say for me, I can't speak for other individuals, but for me, I believe the Lord gave me clarity on what on the source of the tsunamis that I saw. For me, I saw the source of a tsunami that hit, and I don't know where this was at, so don't ask me. I was never given clarification whether this was the East Coast or the West Coast of the United States of America, but I do know that it was the United States of America. I do know that. But I saw a small tactical nuclear weapon strike off coast of somewhere, East Coast, West Coast. It struck in the ocean and it produced a tsunami, a large wave. I mean, this was a tsunami that went in my dream. Again, I'm not speaking for everybody else, but in my dream, I saw high rises and the waters were going all the way up to midway to the building. I saw this in a dream. But many have wondered if there will be a volcanic eruption, a tectonic plate shift under the ocean that will cause this, an earthquake offshore of Oregon or the west coast of America. They're in California, the San Andreas, or close to Seattle. I could pull up a dozen articles talking about where all these experts have warned that it's only a matter of time that if a large event took place, a seismic event, an earthquake, that could produce, that all these things can produce a tsunami like this. So here we have, this is a bold prediction. They're saying they're not saying that it could, they're saying it will happen. They're saying that this underwater volcano off the coast of Oregon will erupt. Now, we hope that it won't produce any damage. We hope that it won't generate a scenario in which we're talking about a tsunami here. We can only hope that it won't put pressure on an existing tectonic plate or a fault line that maybe is running again under the water in the ocean there on the seabed. And if it does, will it trigger the San Andreas? Will it trigger one of these fault lines there that run on the West Coast? I don't know. This is why we're talking about this today, because you guys on the West Coast, you need to be heads up, be prepared. And you know this, they've been telling you this. I know, and it's like the boy cried wolf. We get it. But this is something that you need to be aware of. Now, I want to shift gears. I want to talk to you about another warning that's coming out. I thought this was interesting. All right, scientists are warning of impending, quote, ultra-intense Category 6 storm. All right, here we go. Scientists have made a stark warning of an impending ultra-intense Category 6 storm striking the United States. Now, right off the bat, guys, if you're like me, my mind goes in these places. I have to think, okay, is this going to be natural or is this going to be manufactured? Come on, does anybody think of Hurricane Helene? Does that come to mind? The prediction comes from an international team of over 60 experts who have discovered burning of fossil fuels has poured the equivalent energy into the Earth's systems, heralding a, quote, dark new era of, quote, they're calling these things mega hurricanes. You've ever heard mega earthquakes? Now they've come to a new term called mega hurricanes. Ladies and gentlemen, are we ready? Are you ready for us to witness a Category 6 hurricane? Right now, the highest level that they have is a Cat 5. But now they're saying we need to be prepared and be ready for the introduction of, quote, mega hurricanes. An ultra-intense Category 6 storm would unleash winds of 192 miles per hour or higher and a rise or higher. Look at that. And a rise in seawater exceeding 25 feet. Guys, this would be catastrophic. This would be catastrophic. While this is a theoretical weather event, experts call it the, quote, most powerful storm ever seen on Earth. Wow. Predicting it will form sometimes around the year 2100. Now, some of you may say, well, you just lost me right there because we're not even going to be here. It don't matter, et cetera, et cetera. And look, they even named this thing Hurricane Danielle. Anybody else think that's weird? They're predicting this will form in the year 2100, and they've even named this thing Hurricane Danielle. Now, stop. Let me pull this back here for a second. I want to hear from you guys in the chat. I want to hear from you on Instagram, on wherever you may be hearing this. I'd love to hear from you. Do you actually believe? Well, first of all, do you believe this is going to happen? Why don't you type in a Y for yes and a no for no in the chat, or you can type in yes or no if you're watching this from other platform. And then the other question is, are you like me and believe that they're just coming out and telling us? Now, they're not saying, hey, we're manufacturing this thing, we're creating this thing, but they might as well. I mean, none of us, guys, we're wide awake here. We're not stupid. We're not dumb. We're not naive. Now, yes, there'll be birth pangs and the earth will travail, but it is also a known fact that governments have the technology and the equipment to create and manufacture storms for quote unquote good agendas, or would be novel agendas for example, if there's a drought, they want to do what's called cloud seeding and produce rain, and it would help the harvest. So that would be a good thing. But we all know, guys, with this type of power comes great responsibility. And sadly, none of us anymore, at least here in the United States, I can't speak for Britain. I can't speak for our Australian brothers and sisters down under. I can't speak for all those individuals. I live in the United States, and I'm just telling you, as a citizen of the United States of America, I could take a poll, and the great vast majority of people no longer trust our government. They no longer trust the people of authority for, number one, giving us factual information, truth. We know that if any event happens or takes place, they are the last ones to report on it. They will sit on this. It don't matter what's going on. Whether it's the drones, whether it's this or that, they'll sit on that information, and only when they're pressured by the population, when they're pressured by officials, they're pressured by whatever sources are pressuring them to comment on it or engage in some kind of dialogue about it. It's only then will they engage in conversation about it and present it to the mainstream media. And by that time, they have already manufactured a narrative. This is why even, guys, it's a fact. This is why even Google, when a event is developing, an event could be taking place live right now in a major city, and you go to Google this to see what's happening, because after all, there was at one point, Google was the place to go where you could find information, but those days are over, because you'll find information, but it's going to be, again, it's going to be packaged in the way in which they want you to see it and hear it and read it. It's going to be heavily filtered. So there's going to be an event taking place. You go to search this out, And Google will bring up results and it will say, this is a developing story. And the results are rapidly changing by the hour. It's something in that category there, in that form or fashion, it'll say something like that. Because I've seen it happen with my own eyes. I've researched things and that's happened when it was happening live. Whether it be a school shooting or whatever the case would be, that's what it said. And it's interesting to me. And if you really dig deep enough, you'll realize why they're doing that. Again, because they want time to set on this to bring about a narrative. Okay? So here we have these over 60 scientists that are already telling us that there's coming mega hurricanes that are going to supersede the charts, the graphs, the meters in which and the way in which we monitor these things and observe these things, the wind speeds. It's going to surpass our entire scale. It's going to be a Category 6, 100. What was it? 192 plus miles an hour. And seawater exceeding 25 feet. Now, I like how they say, well, this will happen around 2100. The reason why they say this, and this is my opinion, of course, I believe the reason why they're saying this is so that people don't freak out. But I'm going to go and step out on a limb here and say that these quote unquote mega hurricanes we're going to see these things way before 2100. I would venture to say that we'll see these things in the next 5 years. It's already happening, guys. Look at these storms. Look how these storms are intensifying. Now, of course, they'll blame it on the CC word that has to do with the climate. They'll blame it on that. They'll blame it on us that we're the cause of it. But it's happening. Winters are getting worse. Summers are getting hotter. Tornadoes are becoming more intense when they break out and the destruction they leave. The hurricanes are getting. Look at Hurricane Helene. There's a huge group of individuals who believe that that was one case of the hands of certain entities that manufactured this, that manipulated it. Not saying they created it per se, but they manipulated it. Again, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but that's my opinion. I believe we're going to see this in our lifetime. The forecast is part of the new book, Category 5, Superstorms and the warming oceans that feed them, where author Porter Fox features scientific calculations and testimonies from sailors who have dealt with extreme weather firsthand. And while Florida was battered by hurricanes this year, Danielle would take a different path. New York. Now, they're even telling you where the path is going to go. So it's going to surpass a Category 5 strength. It's going to take place during a certain timeline. They've already got it named. And now they're saying the experts are predicting the storm would move through the slim channel between Staten Island and Brooklyn's Dyker Heights, which was last taken by Hurricane Sandy back in 2012. Destruction will be on a scale never seen in the Northeast. Quote, more like a cyclone on the floodplains of India or Bangladesh than wind events in the tri-state. And guys, again, listen to me. We've already seen destruction like we've never seen in the Appalachians. Those folks are all in there. You know, many of them people are still living in tents, don't you? And my heart breaks for them because we're getting ready to get to our third story in just a moment, and it's going to impact those folks. So we need to be praying for them. But all through the Appalachians and North Carolina and Tennessee and in places all through there, they saw destruction that was unprecedented, never seen before, from a hurricane. And this sounds so ridiculous. If I was saying Florida, it would make sense, or Louisiana, or even Texas. But we're talking about North Carolina, and we're talking about Tennessee, and you're equating this to a hurricane and hurricane damage? Yes, because I believe these mega hurricanes are already happening. Now, they may not be in Cat 6 wind speeds, but they are in anomalies, in intensity, and their path that they're taking. All right, Fox's hypothetical Hurricane Danielle would enter the New York Harbor first, with its punishing wind shear rattling the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. If I mispronounced that, forgive me. The intense wind would snap the structure's three-foot-thick suspension cables and send both levels of the roadway into the lower bay. As this ultra-intense Category 6 enters the New York Harbor, the whole of Governor's Island will be submerged in a wall of white water. Most windows in the Freedom Tower, built to withstand gusts of 200 miles per hour, will blow out, ironically reducing its windage and likely saving the building. Retaining walls built around Battery Park as part of the ongoing $1.7 billion-plus Lower Manhattan Coastal Resiliency Climate Adaption Plan. Wow, that's a lot of a mouthful there. Will be overwhelmed. Ocean and river water will mix at the eastern edge of Tompkins Square Park as water flows freely through the streets of Chinatown, Little Italy, and the chic boutiques, and bistros of NoHo and SoHo. The city's vulnerability to this deluge will be a consequence not just of the storm, but rising sea levels, an example of what the author calls the, quote, compounding forces of, here it is, the CC word. If Superstorm Sandy had occurred in 1912 instead of 2012, it would have likely not flooded Lower Manhattan. That is because sea levels had risen about 12 inches over the 100-year period. And again, this is all propaganda, again, promoting the CC word, which we're not going to get into. So again, guys, this is incredible that they are telling us. They are telling us ahead of what's coming. They're giving us a heads up. All right, this is coming. Whether we like it or not, it's coming down the pike. Now, speaking of something that's coming down the pike, here comes a polar vortex. I remember, is anybody old enough to remember when they used to call this winter? Now they call it polar vortex. But nevertheless, it's headed for the U.S., and they're saying this will bring, quote, exceptionally cold temperatures in the new year. And they're saying weather models are screaming. All right, January is shaping up to be the, quote, coldest in a decade. Imagine that. As the polar vortex dips south across the eastern half of the U.S., shocking a nation that has enjoyed an unusually balmy end of the year. It's going to get cold and then very cold. This is according to a weather meteorologist from AccuWeather or one of these meteorological agencies. Based on the latest long-range data, this January has the potential to be the coldest since 2014. So it'll be 11 years. They're saying it'll be the coldest. And here is the track of this thing. And you could see a significant Arctic outbreak in this purple area, all the way stretching down. Even in my neck of the woods, guys, in Atlanta, we're going to be getting this stuff. Temperatures are expected to begin dropping from the Rocky Mountains to the East Coast on around Thursday. But the real plunge will set in sometime between 7 and 14 days from now. The plunge will bring wind chills across the Midwest, dipping below zero, exceptionally cold temperatures down to 20 degrees below average in some places, and freezing conditions setting in as far south as the Gulf Coast and even into Florida. Now, guys, I know you're watching this to say, well, this is not a big deal. It's winter. It happens. Well, it is a big deal, guys, because you see this right here? All of this right here is where many are still reeling from Hurricane Helene. And they're still living in tents. They don't have homes. They have bonfires. They have gas stoves. Who knows their conditions? But the last time I heard, again, these people are still living out of tents. And this is a very, very dangerous scenario for them. So we need to be in prayer for them. We need to cover them in prayer like never before. If this just breaks my heart, guys. This These disasters are continuing to reel, they're continuing to intensify, and they're getting stronger and stronger. And again, according to Romans chapter 8, guys, and Matthew 24, we know and we expect that these things are only going to intensify, and we're only heading into January. We're getting ready to turn this thing over to January 1st tomorrow. So we're entering into January, and we've got over 60 scientists that are warning of mega hurricanes that are coming. We've got others that are warning about an impending volcanic eruption off the coast of Oregon. Who knows what's going to happen with earthquakes this year? And now we've got a winter storm, and who knows what this is actually going to shape up or produce in the next 14 days. Could it be worse than what they're projecting, or could this be a nothing burger that just blows over? I don't know. But I do know this. I'm expecting, based on the word of God, for perilous times. And this is why we as believers have to be in the know, and we have to prepare accordingly to the best of our ability, physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, the whole nine yards. So I hope this has been informative to you. If this is of any value to you, we appreciate you hitting the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit that bell notification. And again, guys, we do have that free app. If you wish to keep up with all these news headlines like this and our podcast and breaking news, again, it's free on Apple and Android. Just go there, download it today, hit yes to push notifications as well. And of course, guys, if you'd like to give back and be a blessing to our ministry, perhaps 2024 was a year that you were really blessed by our ministry. You were informed, you were equipped, the whole nine yards. Whatever your relationship is with this ministry, we would appreciate you guys praying about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, the website, many different ways you could do that. Or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So guys, I want to say Happy New Year to all of our partners, our listeners, viewers, you guys on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get our podcast, wherever you hear our program, wherever you watch our program. I pray that the Lord bless you going into 2025. If you didn't watch our prayer segment last night, go back and watch that. We prayed for all of our partners and those that are regular viewers and listeners. We prayed a blessing over you. But I pray that the Lord bless you tremendously for the year 2025. I know many are going into the new year, as always, with prayer and fasting. We are believing with you. We're coming into agreement with you that God will bring breakthroughs in many areas of your life, that he'll bring, that he'll protect us. He'll keep us, and we'll be under the shadow of his wing, under the blood of Jesus for the year 2025. So until we see you guys next year, which will be tomorrow, Wednesday, January 1st, I pray the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. Happy New Year, guys, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.